السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد المصريين. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور. السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائه. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات. فلعن الله أمة أسست تساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم من مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعل لي عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أبا عبد الله إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن قاتلك ونصب لك الحرب، وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس الظلم والجور عليكم، وأبرأ إلى الله وإلى رسوله ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانا وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم، وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب، وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم، وولي لمن والاكم، وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم، ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم، أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم، وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين، على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله، في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان، اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية، عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضائف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله، اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا، ثم لعن الثاني والثالث والرابع. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسا، ولعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلوات.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, whose worth cannot be described by speakers, whose bounties cannot be counted by calculators, whose claim to obedience cannot be satisfied by those who attempt to do so, whom the height of intellectual courage cannot appreciate and the divings of understanding cannot reach. He for whose no description has been laid down, no eulogy exists, no time is ordained, no duration is fixed. He brought forth creation through his omnipotence, dispersed winds through his compassion, and made firm the shaking earth with rocks. Salla ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the final evening of our Manchester Muharram Majalis series with Maulana Sheikh Azhar Nasir. I thank you for joining us. I'm sure you're all in agreement that it's been a very beneficial and inshallah very rewarding series. And we hope and pray that all your hajat, our hajat, all our prayers, all our efforts, all our accomplishments over the last 10 days are accepted by the Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without your support and without your contributions, this series would not have been possible. So I thank, on behalf of Muhibban al-Mahdi, the Islamic Unity Society, each and every one of you for your support in attending the majalis, in sponsoring the majalis, in contributing with niyaz, food, refreshments, and your presence. And we all, as a team, as a community, are very appreciative of the support that we've had. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inshallah, this evening's program will be considerably shorter than what we're used to, so we'll have just a couple of Mursiyah recitations, then we'll have a short lecture and masai by Sheikh Azhar Nasir, and then inshallah we'll have final Matam Dari after. Before I invite Brother Junaid up to the stage, again, you can see a QR code on either side of me. Again, as we are in the final night, it's very important that we garner your feedback, your opinions, and any comments that you may have in terms of the series. So I'd appreciate if you could use your phones just to scan the QR code, and that will take you to a survey. And we just recommend that if at least one person within your household submits and fulfills that survey, so we can understand and appreciate what you'd like to see from future events, whether there was anything lacking, any shortcomings. So we'd like to know all this information, so inshallah we can tailor the program, inshallah continue improving and providing the services towards the Ahlul Bayt on a bigger and grander scale every year, inshallah. Salawat. Next, if I could invite Brother Junaid Ahmed up to the minbar for a short marsiyah. If you could welcome him with your loudest of salawats.
Salawat. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ke la zawal darsgah Hussain hai, na jiski koi misal hai, na jiski koi nazir hai, na jiski koi misal hai, na jiski koi nazir hai. Wo bemisal shahnshah Hussain hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ke la zawal darsgah Hussain hai. Hussain ruh kainat hai. Hussain fakhr mojzat hai. Hussain ruh kainat hai. Hussain fakhr mojzat hai. Khuda ne jisko marhaba, Khuda ne jisko marhaba, ye lafz mutmain kaha, wo Karbala ka Mustafa Hussain hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ke la zawal darsgah Hussain hai. Hussain la ilah ki bandagi, Hussain anbiya ki zindagi, Hussain la ilah ki bandagi, Hussain anbiya ki zindagi. La ilah se pooch lo ki sari kainat mein sirf bina la ilah Hussain hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ke la zawal darsgah Hussain hai. Tadap chuki shabih Mustafa, Hussain hi magar data hua. Tadap chuki shabih Mustafa, Hussain hi magar data hua. Pisar hai nojawan ki, hai laash pe khada raha. Ye wo khaleel Karbala Hussain hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ke la zawal darsgah Hussain hai. Salawat.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد. If I could ask the brothers please to stand and just come forward please as close to the stage as possible. And if you could please welcome Brother Rahim to the minbar with your loudest of salawats.
Salawat, 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 salawat. Can I have another loud salawat, 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 salawat? Aaj bhi Zainab ki aati hai sada bhai Hussain aaj bhi
chalte na بس میں گھبرائی تھی خنجر تجھ پہ چلتا دیکھ کر بس میں گھبرائی تھی خنجر تجھ پہ چلتا دیکھ کر مشکل میں گر کے میں نہ گھبرائی حسین آج بھی زینب کی آتی ہے صدا کون تھا جو مرنے والوں میں نہیں تھا خوبرو کس کس کی یاد آئی حسین بھولنے بیٹھی تو کس کس کی یاد آئی رہے تھے آنکھ سے آنسو تیرے رخسار کی وقت بہہ رہے تھے آنکھ سے آنسو تیری رخسار کی وقت ٹپکا آنکھ پھٹرائی حسین پھر کوئی آنسو نہ ٹپکا آنکھ پھٹرائی بھی زینا کی آتی ہے صدا بھائی حسین تیرا چہرہ تیری آنکھیں بھول کب پائی حسین
صلوات
Thank you, Brother Ryan. Again, just before I invite the Sheikh up, if the brothers, again, sorry to keep asking, if you could just edge forward, as there's not much space at the back, and we've got a few latecomers coming in, so we just don't want to disturb the program later on. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And a final request before we take off the code, please, if you get a second, do scan the code and leave some feedback for the series, for the majalis. And inshallah, we can have a look and review your comments and take that on board, inshallah, and feed that back for future programs. As it is the final evening, we thank you for your support and your attendance over the last 10 nights. We're very honored and very privileged to have hosted you. For those of you who haven't attended our events before, please, and you don't receive any updates in terms of our mailing list or our broadcast messages, then please feel free to grab one of the volunteers and we can tell you and point you in the right direction. And do sign up to the relevant social media pages on Instagram, on Facebook, where we do advertise all our events and also share with you moments that have been captured throughout the series. And inshallah, you can review them on social media as well. Salawat. And just one final push again on the way out this evening. Please make sure you take Niaz Tabruk with you. We have more than enough. And I think there's been a few nights where those that have left early that haven't taken any. So please ensure that you do take Niaz with you when you leave this evening. And also there are buckets available again. So just a last call and last plea for any donations, any financial contributions, which will be exclusively used for the majalis of our Abdullah Hussein. And inshallah, whether it's used this year or next year, that's where all proceeds will go. Salawat. And I'm sure you can all agree that we've been very honored and very privileged to have Sheikh Azhar with us this year. his last 10-night series, his efforts, and the thought-provoking topics, his contributions towards the community have gone a long way, I'm sure, and it's provided real reflection and real goals to work towards and challenge ourselves towards for the upcoming year. And we're very indebted and grateful to him for his support, and we pray, inshallah, that he continues serving in the khidmat of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that God gives it, grants him the prosperity and the health and the well-being to continue in the service of the Ahlul Bayt. So if you could all join me in requesting and praying that he continues in this way with the loudest of salawats. And in, as part of this series, we've partnered with a number of other organizations as well, especially those that have benefited from the Children's Majalis. You will know we've partnered with Jamiat al-Muntazir, we've partnered with Al-Naba School, we've partnered with the 10th Day, we've partnered with the Youth of Ahl Bayt. So a number of organizations in Manchester have all come together to support this Majalis, and it's been a fantastic community effort. I'm sure you can all agree, where we've provided a multitude of services, whether it's through your children's education in the Majalis, whether it's childcare facilities through the mother and baby room, whether it's through the main Majalis itself, whether it's through, if you're following us online on social media, we've garnered over 100,000 views just in the last 10 days. So it's been a mammoth effort, and it's been a real credit to the community where we've been all been able to get together. So in honoring of all the respective organizations, and inshallah we can continue in the same trend, just as a way of appreciation, if you could also recite another loud salawat. Again, as these communities and organizations have all come together, that's why it's important to understand your feedback and how you felt and received these services that we've provided, because obviously it's on a scale that we've not done previously. And it's a scale, inshallah, that we've achieved, and we're going to work towards surpassing for future years. So that, again, it's very important that we understand how you felt, how you received them, and what areas there are for improvement. And as always, there may be shortcomings in terms of the Majalis itself, in terms of volunteers, in terms of the Niyaz, the Baruch. So if there are any shortcomings or any misgivings, then please do accept our sincerest apologies. And inshallah, hopefully we can try and rectify that for future years. Salawat. And finally, we've got a number of youngsters, a number of new faces that we've not seen before, and a lot of passionate youth that are amongst us, both brothers and sisters. Again, the events that our respective organizations, both the IUS and Mohibban al-Mahdi Youth Foundation do, isn't just limited to 10 days. We carry out events throughout the year. We require a number of volunteers throughout the year. And, you know, if you're passionate about giving back to the society, whether it's through Majalis, whether it's through social work, whether it's through community work, we have a number of projects running throughout the year, and we're open to a number of ideas as well. So if you're interested in getting involved in serving the community and giving back to the community, then please feel free to speak to one of our volunteers who can point you in the right direction. And inshallah, we welcome you on board as part of the team and part of the community that we can give back and give back in the khidmat of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. Salawat. And finally, if you could please all join me in welcoming Sheikh Azhar Nasir up to the minbar for his final majalis tonight. And as you do so, if you could please, brothers especially, could edge forward. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبداً ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is narrated that Al-Rayyan ibn Shabib once came into the presence of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha salawatullahi alayhi. And he narrates the following conversation between him and the Imam. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and this was in the month of Muharram, he says to him, Yabna Shabib, إن كنت باكيا لشيء فابكي للحسين. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, he says, O son of Shabib, if you want to cry over something, if there is one thing that is worthy of your tears, then cry for Hussein. Why? The Imam explains. فَإِنَّهُ ذُبِحَ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ. Because Imam al-Hussein was slaughtered in the way that a ram or a sheep is slaughtered. What does Imam al-Ridha mean by this statement? Imam, he compares the slaughtering of Imam al-Hussein to the slaughtering of a kebsh. There are three things I want to share. Three similarities between the slaughtering of a kebsh, a ram, and the slaughtering of Imam al-Hussein. And that is, number one, people typically slaughter a kebsh on joyous occasions. We slaughter sheep, we slaughter animals during our A'yad, Eid al-Adha, when there's a newborn. Usually it's a joyous occasion. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, he says similarly, when the army of Umar ibn Sa'ad slaughtered Imam al-Hussein, it was an Eid for them. It was a celebratory occasion for them. They were jubilating, singing, celebrating after they slaughtered Imam al-Hussein. Number two, there are some animals whose sacrifice is unaccepted to people. There are certain animals that are precious to human beings, that if you were to slaughter them, there would be opposition. If someone were to slaughter a cat, animal rights organizations would condemn that. If someone were to slaughter a dog, animal rights activists would take it to the streets. There would be international outrage if you were to slaughter a cat, a dog,
an elephant, a lion. Because human beings recognize that these animals have value. They have to be protected. But when you slaughter a kebsh, when you slaughter a sheep, generally people do not object. Because there's an understanding that these animals, they serve a purpose. When they're slaughtered, they are consumed. You can benefit from their wool. When Imam al-Ridha says, ذُبِحَ الْحُسَيْنِ كَمَا يُذْبَحُ الْكَبْشِ, he's highlighting that in the same way that no one objects to the slaughtering of a kebsh, no one objected to the slaughtering of Imam al-Husayn. This is why Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, she said when she saw Shimr on the chest of Husayn, what did she say? وَيْحَكُمْ أَمَا فِيكُمْ مُسْلِمْ. Is there not a single Muslim among you? Is there no one who objects to this? Is there no one who has a problem with this, the slaughtering of the grandson of the Prophet? Number three is that when a kebsh is slaughtered, when a ram is slaughtered, people take pieces from it. One wants to take the leg. One wants to take the head. When a kebsh is slaughtered, everyone extends his hand to take a part of it. Similarly, when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was slaughtered, they did not leave him. One man would come and take his imamah. Another would take his cloak. Another would rip the shirt from his body. Another would take his trousers. There was a man who came and he saw that there was a ring on the finger of the imam. He came to the body of Abi Abdullah and he wanted to take the ring off. He couldn't remove the ring. Did he leave the body? He took out a dagger and cut the finger of Imam al-Husayn. Everyone wanted a piece of Abi Abdullah. When Imam al-Ridha says, إن كنت باكيا لشيء فابكي للحسين فإنه ذبح كما يذبح الكبش. But the atrocity did not stop there. Not only did they loot his body, Umar ibn Sa'd, he makes an announcement. Ibn Ziyad, he sends him a letter saying that I don't only want you to decapitate the bodies, I want you to trample the bodies with the horses. Umar ibn Sa'd, he says, I need 10 volunteers, 10 horsemen to trample the body of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. 10 men, they come forward. They mount their horses. And Umar ibn Sa'd, he gives them the signal, Ya khaylallah irkabi wa bil jannati abshiri. Na'udhu billah. Imagine these people. He calls these people the horsemen of Allah. And he says to them, have the glad tidings of Jannah. And they trample the body of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, so much so that Imam al-Sajjad, from his tent, he could hear the cracking of the bones. I don't know which is more painful for Sahib al-Zaman, the breaking of the ribs of Fatima or the breaking of the ribs of Husayn. If you go to Karbala today, there is a place inside of the Haram called Al-Madbah Al-Muqaddas. There is a barih with a red light. This is where Imam Al-Hussein was beheaded. But you notice that Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam is not buried there. You would think that he would have been buried in the place that he was beheaded. But you see that Imam Al-Hussein is buried several meters away. And you may wonder, why is he buried far from the place that he was slaughtered? They say because when the horses trampled his body was flung. And you would think that this would have been enough. That the army of Umar ibn Sa'd would have left it there. They accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. But when shaitan conquers the heart of Bani Adam, they are capable of unspeakable atrocities. The next thing that they do is that they set fire to the tents of the women and the children. They take the torches. Imagine the women and the children after being traumatized. They're not even given a moment of relief. Not even a moment to grieve. They set fire to the tents. Humayd ibn Muslim, he says, there was chaos in the tents of the women and the children. Women, children running frantically, trying to escape the flames. But he says, there is one scene that I will never forget. قال رأيت صبية تتراكض في البيداء. He said, I saw a young girl emerge from the camp of Hussein. وقد تعلقت النيران في ثيابها. He says, this little girl, she came out of the tent running frantically from side to side. He says, I saw that her dress was caught on fire. She was running in a state of panic. I felt sorry for her. She was running from side to side in a state of panic. He said, I went close to her to help her extinguish the flames on her dress. قَالَ دَنَوْتُ مِنْهَا لِأُطْفِئُ النَّارِ. He says, when I went close to her, she was terrified by my presence. She was afraid of me. فَلَمَّا دَنَوْتُ مِنْهَا ارْتَعَدَتْ فَرَائِصُهَا وَخَافَتْ. She was afraid of me when I came to her. She asked me, يَا عَمْ أَنْتَ لَنَا أَمْ عَلَيْنَا. Her first question to me was, are you with us or are you against us? He says, I am not with you, nor am I against you. She says to him, يا هذا هل قرأت القرآن. Have you ever read the Quran? He says, yes, I've read the Quran. He says, who are you? She says to him, have you read the Quran? He says, yes. She says, have you read the word of Allah? And he says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَرْ. Have you read the word of Allah? When he says, and do not reproach the orphan. She says, I'm an orphan. He says to her, who are your parents? Who are you? She says to him, "Ana yatima tu Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. I am the orphan daughter of Hussein." He says, "Is there anything that I can do to help you? Is there anything that I can do to assist you?" She says to him, "I want you to take me to Najaf." He says, "Why do you want to go to Najaf?" She says to him, "Akhbaratni ammati Zainab anna lana qabran fil ghari qabr jaddi Ali ibn Abi Talib." I want you to take me to Najaf because my aunt Zainab, she said to me that you have a grandfather buried in Najaf. You have a grandfather who's buried there, a man who is so beloved to Allah. Ma atahu makrubun wala talibu hajatin illa qadallahu hajata. That if I go to that place where my grandfather is buried and I pray to Allah and I make dua, Allah will accept my dua and relieve me of my distress. He says to her that Najaf is too far. I cannot take you to Najaf. It's too far. Is there anywhere else you would like to take me? She says, "Khudni ila shatt al-Furat." She says, "Take me to the Euphrates River." He says, "I walked with her as we got closer to the river." He says, "I thought she was thirsty, but she started to run. But she was not running towards the river. She ran towards a body without any arms. She ran to a body besides the Euphrates. A body without any arms. She threw herself on that body and she cried out, 'Ya Am Ya Abul Fadl Al Abbas, Qum wanzur maza sana'u bina.' Oh my uncle Abbas, wake up, oh Abbas, wake up, oh my uncle, and look what they did to us."
Ruqayya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Ruqayya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. Ruqayya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. I'm just young, but these grown men, my cheeks they beat. My cheeks they beat. My earrings they tug so hard I start to bleed. My earrings they tug so hard they start to bleed. If my uncle was stood here, this wouldn't be. Oh, please come back. Oh, please come back. They whip my back. They whip my back. She calls Haydar. She calls Hay. Stand up for the Matam. Rokaya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Rokaya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Voices. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. Rokaya's loneliness. Rokaya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Louder. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. Ah, when I'm in need, my uncle, he comes running. He comes running. That's his role, solely to serve his noble king. That's his role, solely to serve his noble king. And if he's dead, then I call to the king's king, the king's king. To Najaf plead, to Najaf plead. Hear my screams, hear my screams. She calls Haydar. Rokaya's loneliness, Rokaya's. And silence fills the dark. Rokaya, Rokaya's loneliness. And silence fills the dark. Who does she call? Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? More. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. Ah, my lips have dried like bone water iron. One. Made tougher as the sun burns. I need water. My throat feels cut. To him I turn. To him I turn. Will he return? Will he return? Filled with concern. Filled with concern. She calls Rokaya's loneliness, Rokaya's. And silence fills the dark. Louder, and silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls I wave to the flag bearer sat in the sands. sat in the sands. I wave to the flag bearer sat in the sands. Why does he not respond, nor does he stand? Why does he not respond, nor does he stand? That's so strange, at least wave back. Where are your hands? Where are your hands? I'm not thirsty, I'm not thirsty. Oh, Uncle breathe, oh, Uncle breathe. She calls Haydar, she calls Haydar. Ruqayya, Ruqayya's loneliness and silence fills the darkness. Louder, Ruqayya. Inside. Mashallah. Who does she call? Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls. Now I look and feel faint at the river. Now I look and feel faint at the river. How can my Uncle Abbas be no longer? How can my Uncle Abbas be no longer? If only I knew the choice, him or water, him or water. Uncle awake, Uncle awake. With heart's break, with heart's break. She calls Haydar, she calls Haydar. Ruqayya's loneliness, Ruqayya's. Lens fills the dark. Ruqayya, Ruqayya. Who does she call? Who does she call? Oh, who does she call? Abbas, no. She calls Haydar, she calls Haydar. I'm just young, but these grown men, my cheeks they beat. My cheeks they beat, wawela. I'm just young, but these grown men, my cheeks they beat. My earrings they took so hard, I start to bleed. My earrings they took so hard, I start to bleed. If my uncle was stood here, this wouldn't be, this wouldn't be. Oh, please come back, oh, please come back. They whip my back, they whip my back. She calls Haydar, she calls Haydar. Ruqayya, Ruqayya. The poet Sadiq Damani. And silence fills the dark. Louder, Ruqayya. Darkness, who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls, hey, she calls. A man comes near, he asks me, what do I need? Do I need? I say, are you with us or the enemy? And I say, are you with us or the enemy? Take me to the land of Najaf, for I'm in need. For I'm in need. He will answer. He will answer. My grandfather. My grandfather. She calls Haydar. She calls Haydar. Ruqayya. Ruqayya. And silence fills the darkness. Ruqayya's loneliness. And silence fills the darkness. Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she oh, she calls Haydar, she calls Haydar. As I march through the streets, my hands in chains, my hands in chains. As I march through the streets, my hands in chains. It cuts through the burns, I have a severe pain. It cuts through the burns, I have a severe pain. My uncle lays burnt by the sand, left for days, left for days. And what burns more, this or the door, this or the door. She calls, hey, she calls, hey, Ruqayya, Ruqayya's lone. And silence fills the darkness. Ruqayya's loneliness. Ah, who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Abbas no more. She calls, hey, she calls, hey. As I march through the streets, my hands in chains, my hands in chains. And it cuts through the burns, I have a severe pain. My uncle lays burnt by the sun, left for days, left for days. And what burns more, this or the door, this or the door. She calls, hey, Ruqayya, Ruqayya's loneliness. Lance fills the darkness. Ruqayya, Ruqayya's. And silence fills. Who does she call? Who does she call? Abbas no more. Who does she call? Oh, she calls, hey. Oh, Ali, go bury your father, Al-Hussein. Oh, Ali. من تدفن ابو اليمه بهدا نزل بقبره ولم وصال كل جسمه يا دفان لا تغسله تراهم غسل بدمه ورش الماي على تربان تراهم انذبح عطشان وقل زين بتناديك بس الحرام ضلينا بس الحرام ضلينا او علي قوبري او علي قوبري يو فاضل الحسين يو يا دفان جسم حسين من تنزل بقبره بهدا بالدفن ويا وخلي دك حدر ظهره تراهم هشم ضلوعه والخلي سحقت صدره ولا تلشم كسر ضلعه وسهم البلشب الطلعه يخوف تلشم صوابه والياذي ياذينا والياذي يا علي قوبري يا طاذا الحوي كلك يا دفان وخذ قلبي واحفر بالقلب لحدة وخلف ريش لتشبدي وبوسط الشبد واسدة ولو ما ينقطع راسه افرش مهجتي الخدة وراسه من الجسد فصله وراسه من الجسد فصله وبراس الرمح شاله وما ندري بعد لوين رايد الدار بينا رايد الدار او علي قوبري او فويسز يا دفان بالله عليك يريض وخذ مني الروح افرشها على الغبرة وبيها وسيد المذبوح ادفن جسم عوف الراس راسه من الجسد شالو راسه تعين بأصوب اذا كعلى الرمح منصوب اظن ويا نراح يروح يحمينا ويبارينا يحمينا ويباري او علي قوبري او اتمنى الي روح وانطيه لابو اليمة وحدة تظلل على الراس وحدة تظلل الجسم إلا تشين ما بقت عندي ولا روحي التظل يما بسهم نايبة أنصاب وعيني ويدمع ذابت يحاربني دهر واشفى وعليا كثر همه وعليا كثر او علي قوبري او علي يا فاذا الحوء يا دفن بعد اوصيك جسم لما نتواري ادفن طفل عبد الله يما بفات قبر خلي تدري بالسهم مصيوب وصوان بالسهم ماضي وهاي ام الرباب تنوح ويا نايسيرة تروح وقل لها يا بعد بيتي اتسلبنا يا والينا اتسلبنا يا وبعد اضم اضم يا دفا اي بالله عليك اريد ويا اتعاتب حيدر حيدر يا دفن بالله عليك اريد ويا اتعاتب وكل الخيام عرقوها وراحت باليسر زينب ونيران الخيام لليوم ظلت بالقلب تلهب وليتا مرعوبة وزينب مشت مخصوبة وقل يا سرا ورملة وربابي وليلة وشكي يا دفان يا دفان جسم حسين راسه
آلِ عمران کہاں اور زندان کہاں لے بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی جبر دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی نامِ مولا بس ایک مصرع مصائب کے سنو پھر اس کے بعد ماتم کی طرف چلتے ہیں تو نہ آیا غازی ارے آ گئی شام علوم لٹ گئے جلتی ہوئی ہو گیا ڈالوں پرس دینے کے لیے مجھ سے ملنے کے لیے آ گئے بابا علی تو نہ آیا غازی جبر دا سر سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی غازی آل عمران کہاں اور زندان کہاں لے بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی. ہم کو پانی نہ ملے تیری خوشبو تو رہے, تیرے بازو نہ کٹے چاہے مشکی زچ دے, یہ مگر ہو نہ سکا تیرے بازو ہے جدا مجھ پہ ہے تشنا لبی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے جب ردا سے چھنی آیا غازی. آل عمران کہاں اور زندان کہاں, لے بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سر سے چھنی. کیا کہوں شیر میرے بے ردا ہم کو لیے, یہ مسلمان سارے شہر در شہر گئے, خلقت کوفہ کبھی خلقت شام کبھی, بارہا ہم پہ ہنسی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے چھنی. آل عمران کہاں اور زندان کہاں, لے بہن قید ہوئی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے نام مولا آخری پرستا ردا سے چھنی غازی قید خانے میں قضا جب سکینہ کو ملی, دیکھ کے کرتے کفر بچی دفنائی گئی, اس گڑی نام تیرا صورت ناد علی بس میں دہراتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی جب ردا سے چھنی میں صدا دیتی رہی تو نہ آیا غازی. مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین, مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین. نام مولا آخری پرسا ہے, دل کھول کے ماتم کیجیے گا. این یا حسین یا حسین
حسین یا حسین وہ زینب و کلثوم تھی وہ کلثوم تھی چادر سے جو محروم تھی چادر سے جو متی نا محرموں کے درمیاں ہے نا محرموں کے درمیاں اور مصطفیٰ کی بیٹیاں مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین اللهم صل على
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Let's face the qibla for the ziyara. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا رسول الله. السلام عليك يا نبي الله. السلام عليك يا سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام على علي أمير المؤمنين وإمام المتقين وقائد الغر المحجلين. السلام على فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. السلام على الحسن المجتبى. السلام على الحسين سيد الشهداء. السلام على علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى الرضا المرتضى. السلام على محمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي العسكري. السلام عليك يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان. الأمان 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 من فتن الزمان. السلام عليك يا خليفة الرحمن. السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن. السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان. عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله